I'm all prepared to say the word and be free, and say the word and be like you, Wayne Pond. What do you have for me?
All right, hey, listen. Ron Dickey, I got a dandy, a double, triple peach of the word of the day here for you. You're just going to love this. Here is a word that moves in two absolutely diametrically opposed, well, maybe not opposed, but different directions. It all depends on one tiny little bit of pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me begin with one variation here. The word of the day is scotophobia. Scotophobia. A variation on that is scotophobia. Scotophobia. Let me spell it for you. S-C-O-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. S-C-O-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. And as I say, you can pronounce it scotophobia or scotophobia. If you pick one, you're talking about fear of the dark. If you pick the other, you're talking about fear of Scottish people.
Oh,
I am not making this up. Don't you just love it?
Who's scared of Scottish
Nikki,
people?
Are you a Scottophobe or a Scatophobe?
Neither, really. I'm definitely arachnophobic, but other than that...
I've heard you talk about your arachnophobia.
Ooh, it's bad. It's really bad. I know I make light of it, but it's really bad. Super bad.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
How about it, Ron? Do you indulge in any scotophobia or scotophobia?
Well, first of all, I don't have any problems with Scottish people, so that one's out. And
good.
Not particularly scared of the dark either. So no, not either one. But it seems like if it was going to be scotophobia, that there would be two T's. There would be two T's instead of just one.
Well, I'll let you take this up with the wordsmith. I'll send you the email address, and you can complain loudly in the face of a non-responsive internet. I'm sure that's what you would get.
I really will, because it's extremely important to me.
You know, I actually have an explanation, but because it's not that important to me, I'm not going to tell you.
Really? I don't care either. But it's a good word.
It is.
It is.
It certainly is, and you can take your pick and pronounce it as you choose, and believe me, my feelings will not be hurt. So there's your word of the day, guys. Have a good one. I will talk to you in the morning.
Oh,
be good children.
Bye-bye. I hope so, buddy.